Good morning, brothers and sisters.
And 早上好, 弟兄姊妹.
It's indeed a joyous day.
是一个非常喜乐的日子.
As we welcome new brothers and sisters into our midst.
我们来欢迎弟兄, 新的弟兄姊妹来到我们当中.
The testimonies that we're given are a reflection of the prayer that Jesus has given us to pray.
今天所做的这些见证呢, 也反映了耶稣基督要求我们怎么来做祷告。
Jesus has taught us to pray to our Father.
耶稣基督教导我们如何向我们的父神祷告。
And ask Him that His name be held as holy.
要求我们把他的名高举为圣。
Before we come to Christ, we don't think anything of God's name.
我们来到基督面前, 我们不想其他, 只想神的那个名, 祂的名。
But as God works in our life and we come into this newness, then there is no other name that is as precious to us.
耶稣基督为我们的生命而更新, 我们有一个新的生命。
And He has also taught us to pray that His kingdom come.
祂也要教我们, 来祷告, 使祂的国能够降临。
He is building His kingdom in our midst.
他的那个国度就是我们所在有的。
Those that are outside the kingdom are hearing the word.
在他国度之外的一些人都能听到他的话语。
And now these brothers and sisters have been brought in to the kingdom.
那现在这些弟兄姊妹已经被带入了这个国度。
He has heard our prayers and He is building His kingdom.
他也听到了我们的祷告, 也在建造他的国度。
This morning I want to continue in on our sermon series through the Lord's Prayer.
今天早晨我想继续分享神如何教导我们祷告。
Let us quickly, before we enter into God's Word, let us pray and ask the Lord to teach us how to pray.
让我们一起来祷告, 来祷告主教会我们怎么进行祷告。
Our Father in heaven,
我们天上的父神,
we thank you that in our midst you have been making your name holy.
我们感谢你使我们使你的名为圣。
We thank you that you have been building your kingdom.
我们感谢你正在建造你的国度。
We thank you for the testimonies of these brothers and sisters.
也感谢你使这些弟兄姊妹今天在这里做的一些见证。
That you are the great God and you have done a great thing in these brothers and sisters' lives.
你是个伟大的神, 已经在这些弟兄姊妹身上做了奇妙伟大的事。
As we come to your word, we pray that you would build us up as your disciples.
我们来听你的话语, 你的话语让我们成为你的门徒。
Grow us, we pray.
让我们能够祷告。
And teach us how to pray.
来教会我们如何进行正确的祷告。
And it's in Jesus' name we pray.
耶稣基督的名,
Amen. 祷告。 Let us look at Luke chapter 11.
让我们来看路加福音第11章。
And we've gone through verses 1 to 2.
我们已经讲了那个第一节和第二节。
On the bulletin it says we're going to do verse 3 and 4.
在那个 那个日程表上我们今天会讨论说第三节和第四节。
For sake of time, we're only going to get to verse 3.
因为时间关系我们今天只讨论第三节。
So we'll save verse 4 till next time.
我们下一次再来讨论那个第四节。
As Jesus has been teaching us to pray, He's been teaching us the most important thing to prayer.
耶稣基督教我们祷告的时候要求我们祷告最重要的事情。
And we've looked at the most important thing to pray is not about ourselves.
我们意识到最重要的事情祷告并不只是为我们自己。
Of course, the most important thing we can pray about is God's agenda.
我们要更重要的我们要祷告就是神的那个工作。
What's on His heart?
他的心意怎么样?
What are His priorities?
And 他的那个工作的重点在哪里?
And that we have prayed.
这样我们才能祷告。
And now we turn to verse 3.
我们来看第11章的第三节。
And Jesus now turns to our own needs.
这里耶稣基督来关心我们的需求。
What do we need?
我们需要些什么呢?
What do we often pray for?
我们经常为我们的需要做些什么祷告呢？
We often pray for health.
我们经常为我们的健康祷告。
We pray for our finances.
我们的那个财务状况。
We pray for our schools, for our works.
我们的工作学校。
But what does Jesus say is the most important thing we should be praying about?
耶稣基督是怎么说的？我们应该为我们生活当中怎么样最重要的事来祷告呢？
For us personally, as God's children, what should be the most important thing on our hearts?
作为神的儿女，我们心中要祷告的最重要的事是什么呢？
Let's read through the whole passage.
我们来读整个经节。
Just to remind us where we've been.
从第一节开始，我们就再回顾一下我们已经谈过的。
One day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples."
耶稣在一个地方祷告，祷告完了，有个门徒对他说，求主教导我们祷告，像约翰教导他的门徒。
And he said to them, "When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come."
耶稣说，你们祷告的时候要说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在天上，如同行在地上，如同行在天上。
Give us each day our daily bread.
我们日用的饮食，天天赐给我们。
Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us, and lead us not into temptation.
赦免我们的罪，因为我们也赦免凡亏欠我们的人，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
The very first thing Jesus says to pray for ourselves is to give us each day our daily bread.
所以耶稣基督教导我们，我们为自己祷告的第一件事情是给我们日用的饮食。
How many of us pray this prayer?
有多少人做这样的祷告呢？
I feel that especially in this country, we are very unconcerned with this verse.
因为在我们这个国度里，我们这个国家里，我们对这个祷告的内容不太关心。
Even in the middle of winter, if there's a big snowstorm and we can't go to work, we can't go to the grocery store, we're still going to have food to eat.
不管怎么样，在冬天，哪怕你遇上了很大的一个暴风雪，你无法去工作，只能待在家里，但是你不会担心有没有食物。
If you look in your refrigerator or look in your cabinets, I'm sure there's enough food to last you at least a day, if not a week.
如果你去看你的那个储藏室和冰箱，你总能发现一些食物，至少能够维持你一天，如果不是几天的话。
Yet the truth of the word of the Lord still stands.
但是神的那个话的真理是神的话仍旧是有用的。
And Jesus says, pray, give us each day our daily bread.
耶稣基督教导我们这样祷告，我们日用的饮食天天赐给我们。
Because we don't often worry about what we eat, we want to spiritualize this verse.
我们不太关心我们吃什么，我们想把自己更属灵，觉得更属灵。
In fact, in preparing for the sermon, I was very tempted to spiritualize this verse.
当然，我在我准备这个讲道的时候呢，我也有这个诱惑，准备更讲属灵的事情。
We want to take this verse as, Lord, give us our spiritual nourishment.
我们想把这个经节看成是主给我们精神的食粮。
Lord, abide with us today.
怎么来那个帮助我们
？Which is all true.
这是对的。
But that's not what this means.
但并不是这个经节的真正意义所在。
He is saying, "Give us each day our daily bread."
他这里给我们说，给我们每天日用的饮食。
Daily bread back then would be for us Chinese would be rice.
对我们中国人来说，每天日用的饮食，其实就是那个大米，米。
And so when you're talking to someone in the Jewish context and you're talking about bread, you're talking about food.
在基督徒的那个背景里呢，所谓的那个面包，其实是讲的就是那个食物。
You're talking about the necessities of life.
就谈到我们生命所需的必须的食物。
Jesus saying, pray for your daily necessities.
这里耶稣基督要我们为我们每天日需的那个饮食祷告。
I want to turn back in the Bible to the book of Proverbs.
我们来再谈到看到那个箴言。
Because in the book of Proverbs, it also talks about our daily need.
因为在箴言里面这个章节也提到我们日用的需求。
In Proverbs chapter 30,
在箴言三十章
verse 7,
第七节。
And this is the sayings of Agur.
这是那个雅那个他的那个诗歌。
And he says in verse 7, two things I ask of you, O Lord, do not refuse me before I die.
他说我求你两件事情，在我未死之前不要不赐给我。
This is this wise man's prayer.
这是一个智慧的人的一个祷告。
Lord, I've got two requests.
神呢，我有两件事情。
And that's it.
就这两件事情。
I need these two things.
我需要这两件事情。
More than anything else in the world.
比其他世上的事都更重要。
And it's no coincidence that they match up with the two things that we're to pray in the Lord's Prayer in Luke.
所以也不是偶然的，他所要求的这两件事情和神要求我们祷告的是一样。
What are these two things that he wants prayer for?
他要求哪两件事情呢？
Verse 8, keep falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread.
求你使虚假和谎言远离我，使我也不贫穷也不富足，赐给我所需用的饮食。
The first thing he prays for is keep falsehood and lies far from me.
第一件事他祷告的是使虚假和谎言远离我。
And that's what we're going to cover next time.
我们下一次再会来讨论。
But the next thing he prays is kind of shocking for us.
但第二件事情他祷告的是我们有些惊讶。
He says, don't give me poverty.
他说不要让我贫穷。
Of course, that makes sense. We would always pray that. Lord, don't let me be poor.
当然这个很大家都能理解，不要让我坠入穷困。
But then he says, or riches.
但是呢，也不要富足。
How many of us have prayed that? Lord, don't make me rich.
有多少人会这样祷告说，神啊，不要让我富足。
This seems like a crazy prayer to pray.
好像是一个非常疯狂的祷告。
But yet it's here.
但这里是这么讲的。
This wise man says, two things I want. One of them is, don't make me poor or rich.
这人说，智慧的人说，我有两件事要祷告，其中之一就是使我既不贫穷也不富足。
And it doesn't make sense if the purpose for God's provision is our comfort.
如果神的供应是来安慰我们的话，这样的祷告似乎并没有任何意义。
It only makes sense if God's provision for us is for us to draw close to Him.
如果神的对我们的供应是为了使我们能够更接近他。
And for that purpose, He says, "Don't give me poverty or riches."
因为这个原因，他说既不要让我贫穷，也不要让我富足。
Because these two things are going to draw me away from you.
因为这两件事情会使我呢远离神，远离你。
So there are three things that he wants in this prayer for daily bread.
他在这里呢有三件事情他需要神供应的日用的饮食。
He says, after give me neither poverty nor riches, he says, but give me only my daily bread.
所以他说，既不给我贫穷，也不让我富足，只给我所需用的日用的饮食。
Only，
只给我。
Don't give me anything else。
不要给我其他的东西。
It's a prayer for contentment。
这是一个祷告，是为了知足的祷告。
Lord, I want to be content in all that you give me。
我想你给我所有的东西，我都能够知足。
Don't let me look at the things you haven't given me.
不要让我去看那些你还没有给我的东西。
Let me be satisfied with what you've given me.
让我来对你给我的供应满足。
As Paul says in 1 Timothy, godliness with contentment is great gain.
所以呢，就像那个提摩太前书里边讲到的，敬虔加上知足便是大利了。
Lord, give us this day our daily bread.
所以神祷告神给我们日用所需的饮食。
Lord, let us be content in that bread that you give us.
让我们对你给我们的供应满足知足。
What you've given us is exactly what you want us to have.
你给我们的就是我们正好所需的。
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
让我们对这个供应能够喜乐满足。
Verse 9.
第9节.
Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you and say, Who is the Lord? Or I may become poor and steal and so dishonor the name of my God.
恐怕我饱足不认你说耶和华是谁呢？又恐怕我贫穷就偷窃，以致亵渎我神的名。
And of course, we know why we should pray, Lord, don't give me poverty.
当然我们会要神祷告，神不要让我们有贫穷。
Not only do we not want to worry about an empty stomach,
并不是我们不需要就是我们不需要来那个担忧我们那个吃不饱的胃。
But this Agur is saying, Lord, if I'm poor, I might be tempted to steal.
因为这里说，如果我贫穷，就会去偷窃。
I may be tempted to lose faith in you.
所以我有可能会失去对你的信仰信心。
I may be tempted not to have faith in your provision.
就是呢，我对你的供应就没有这个信心。
You remember the story of Abraham and Sarah from Genesis chapter 16.
那大家知道，在那个在出埃及记里面，那个亚伯拉罕撒那个亚伯拉罕和撒来的故事。
God promised Abraham descendants.
神呢，这里已经应许亚伯拉罕有后裔。
But they couldn't see how that was going to happen.
但他们还没有看到这怎么会这样发生。
His wife was already past the age of having kids.
因为他们的年龄已经过了能够生育的年龄。
They didn't have the technology to freeze eggs back then.
当时他们有没有技术能够把那个受精卵冷冻起来。
And so humanly speaking, once you get past a certain age, that's it. No more kids.
所以呢，如果你超过一定的生育年龄，你就无法再生育了。
And so they decided, let's...Abraham, you lay with my handmaiden.
所以呢，就让那个亚伯拉罕和他的使女同床。
And they had a child out of their own wisdom and out of their own decision.
所以他们自己的智慧做出决定，有了一个孩子。
Who was not a child of the promise.
不是那个神所应许的孩子。
They couldn't see how God's promise was going to be fulfilled.
因为他们没有无法看到神的那个应许如何实现。
And so they went about making it themselves.
所以他们自己来做决定。
Oh Lord, don't make me poor.
这里说神啊，不要让我贫穷。
I'm going to be tempted to not trust you for giving me what I need.
因为这样的话，我会失去信心，无法信任你会供应我所需的。
Even though you promised to look after me.
尽管你已经应许你会照顾我。
I still may be tempted to be faithless.
我可能有也会有这个倾向，会那个不信任你。
And we have that promise from Matthew that Jesus says the Lord clothes even the grass of the field.
那个马太福音也提到说，神呢，甚至那个把地里的那些东西也都保证了。
How much more will God take care of us?
神给了我们多少能够照顾我们的？
But Lord, give us our daily bread.
所以神啊，给我们日用的饮食。
Because if we don't have enough, we might be tempted to lose faith in you.
如果没有必须我们生活所必须的，我们可能会失去对你的信心。
Because we don't see where your promise is going to come from.
因为我们没法看到你的应许怎么过来。
We might be tempted to lose faith in your promise.
所以我们对你的应许会失去信心。
And the faithfulness of your character.
对你的那个信任失去。
So Lord, give me not poverty.
所以神不要让我贫穷。
But also, Lord, do not give me riches.
但神呢，也不要让我富足饱足。
Because he says, otherwise I may have too much and disown you.
或这样呢，可能我会那个自己觉得太多，不认你。
Do you know that the trial that comes with riches is even greater than the trial that comes with poverty?
大家是否知道，对富足人的审判比对贫穷的审判更厉害。
Read through the pages of the Bible.
那个圣经里面的所有经节，很多经节读的话。
Many have passed the trial of poverty.
很多人都那个经过了那个贫穷的审判。
But have fallen at the trial of poverty.Of prosperity.
但是在那个富足里面的这个审判呢，没有通过。
When did David fall?
那个大卫是怎么跌倒的？
It wasn't when he was fearing for his life, running away from Saul.
并不是因为他担忧他的生命，在保扫罗的在扫罗的追杀中逃避，是他获得一无所有的时候。
It was when he had everything.
而是他当拥有的所有的一切。
When everything was going well.
当所有的事情都发展得不错。
He didn't need to go out to war anymore.
他不需要再去打仗征战。
He could just relax at his palace.
他可以在这宫殿里边那个休息享受。
And then he sees Bathsheba.
他看到了那个他是
okay. And then King Solomon.
啊，那个所罗门王。
He falls when he has so much.
他跌倒了，当他拥有很多的时候。
His wife's turn away from the Lord.
他的生活离开了神。
Even though the Lord blessed him with so much.
神的对他的已经那个已经保佑了很多。
It says in the Bible that during Solomon's reign, silver did not have any value because there was too much of it.
因为在所罗门的时代，那个银子已经似乎没有什么价值了，因为有太多的银子。
And many of us want to pray that, Lord, give me that prosperity.
我们很多人都祷告神啊，给予我们这样的富足。
Lord, financially bless my socks off.
那个神啊，保佑我的股票。
But this Agar has the wisdom to say, Lord, don't give me prosperity.
这里说呢，这个祷告说，神啊，不要让我饱足。
I don't want that test, Lord.
我不希望这样的那个测试。
I only want my daily bread.
我只需要我日用所需的饮食。
I want your provision for me.
我需要你给我的供应。
I want that which can draw me closer to you.
我这样呢才能使我那个更多的接近你。
To give me total reliance upon you.
让我能够完全的那个仰仗你，依赖你。
You remember back in the Old Testament when the Israelites are fleeing from Egypt.
当那个旧约圣经里边，犹太人那个以色列人离开出埃及地的时候。
And they're crying out for food.
他们的那个渴求食物。
And God sends them manna.
神呢给他们玛拿。
That they have to collect every single day.
每天呢，他们都去那个收集，玛拿。
And they can't save it for the next day.
但是呢，他们不能把它保存到第二天。
Or else it goes bad.
因为第二天它会变坏。
Except for the day before the Sabbath.
所以只有那天的那个食物。
When they have to collect twice as much for that day and the Sabbath.
因为他们在那个斋日的时候，他们需要那当天收集很多，保持为了斋日的需要。
Could God have just given them manna that just lasts forever and never goes bad?
或者神是不是应该给他们这个玛拿应该永远不会坏呢？
Of course.
当然可以。
God is all powerful.
神是那个全有能力的。
Yet why does he do this?
为什么他不这么做呢？
He says, I want you to trust me.
因为我想让你对我有这个信任。
I want you to know that everything you have depends on me.
让我知道你所有的一切都是仰仗于我。
That I am the creator and you are the creature.
因为我是创造者，你是那个被创造的。
Everything you have is because of my provision.
你所有拥有的一切都是我供应的。
Will you trust me every day?
是不是你每天都对我有这个信任呢？
I'm sure the first few days, first few weeks, the Israelites weren't sure whether the next day there'd be manna.
因为前几天刚开始几天以色列人可能他会那个担忧会不会第二天还有这个玛拿。
But then day after day, year after year, as God faithfully provides every single day, they know the next day it's going to come.
但是几天甚至很长时间神一直供应他们就会相信第二天就会有这个玛拿。
They have total and complete faith in the Lord's provision.
他们对神的供应有一个完全的信任。
God wants us to have that kind of faith in Him.
神呢也希望我们对他有这样一个信任。
A total reliance on Him.
完全对他的依靠。
So He says, pray give us each day our daily bread.
所以这里说祷告给我们日用的饮食，天天赐给我们。
Lord, give me what I need for today.
神啊，给我们今天所需的。
And only that.
只有这些。
Because I know you're going to provide tomorrow as well.
因为我知道第二天，明天你同样会供应我们所需的。
And the next day after that.
第三天以后也一日子也会这样。
Give us each day our daily bread.
所以给我们天天日用所需的。
Now I know looking at the reality of life, this verse is difficult.
因为我知道看我们自己的日常的生活现实。理解这个经节会有困难。
Your job may get difficult.
因为可能是你的工作更困难。
Or maybe you'll lose your job.
可能你会失业。
Some of us may be in need.
我们很多人呢也有这个需求。
But this verse also speaks to that as well.
这个经节呢也提到了这方面的内容。
Look closely at verse Luke 11 verse 3.
那个第三节，路加福音第十一章的第三节。
And I know what we commonly repeat in the Lord's Prayer.
我们呢经常那个重复它作为那个对神的那个祷告。
But what's in the prayer is not what we mean when we pray it.
但我们祷告的时候，并不是意味着我们这个意思。
When we pray this verse, what we're really praying is this.
我们当做这个祷告时，我们真实的这个意思是
Father, give me my daily bread.
神啊，给予我们日所需日用的饮食。
Not us. Me.
给我日用的饮食。
Give me my daily bread.
就给予我日用的饮食，我所需的饮食。
When we pray this verse, that's what we mean.
我们当做这个祷告时，我们所意味的其实就是给予我自己这个饮食。
But that's not what it says.
但这里不是这么所讲的。
It says give us.
他说给予我们。
All of us.
是我们所有的。
You want to see the difference between what it says and what we mean?
你想知道就是我们所讲的和我们自己真实所意愿的区别吗？
Flip over to Acts chapter 4.
我们来看使徒行传第四章。
Verse 2. Chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. Verse 42.
那个使徒行传第二章。42节。
The early church took this prayer to heart.
当时的早期的教会都是这么那个祷告的。
And they didn't just pray, Lord, give me my daily bread.
他并不只是祷告说神啊，给予我所需要的日用的饮食。
They pray, Lord, give us our daily bread.
或说神啊，给予我们日用所需的饮食。
Acts 2:42, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer.
恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，擘饼祈祷。
Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles.
众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多神迹奇事。
All the believers were together and had everything in common.
信的人都在一起，凡物共用。
Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need.
并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。
God apparently did not bless everyone the same in the early church.
所以呢，早期教会，神并不是那个每个人都均衡的赐福。
There were others like Barnabas who God gave a lot to.
有一些人呢，像巴拿巴，他会献出很多，给予很多。
And the record that we have in Acts says that Barnabas would sell property that he had.
所以当时呢，很多人会把他们所有的田产都卖出。卖出去。
He still had lots of things.
他们还有很多东西。
But he saw the need.
但他看到了这个需求。
And he would sell and give in proportion to that need.
所以呢，他会把自己东西出卖，给予其他人的需用。
Jesus said, "Give us our daily bread."
所以这里所讲的是给予我们日用所需的饮食。
It's just like Paul says in Ephesians that he has blessed us with every blessing in the spiritual realms.
所以呢，这里保罗所讲的，我们是我们都拥有这个属灵的赐福。
Do I have every spiritual gift in the heaven spiritual realms?
是不是我有做所有这些属灵的恩赐呢
？No，
不是。
But he's blessed us.
让我们所有的人都有。
Everything that we need is within the church.
我们所有所需的都在教会里面。
Maybe he's given a little less to one of us, and then a little bit more to another one.
可能神给这个人多一点，给那个人少一点。
This is why he's given the body.
所以呢，他给予我们教会作为一个整体。
And so he says, Lord, give us our daily bread.
所以这里所讲的是神啊，给予我们日用的所需的饮食物。
We're running out of time, but let me just close with this quote from John Calvin.
我想结束的时候引用那个加尔文的那个话语。
And he writes concerning that the early church from Acts.
他呢谈到的这个就是谈到早期的这《使徒行传》里的教会。
In those days, the believers gave abundantly of what was their own.
早期的教会那些使徒把他们所拥有的都那个献出。
We in our day are content not just jealously to retain what we possess.But callously to rob others.
而现今我们不仅仅满足于保留我们所有的，而且那个粗暴的掠夺他人的。
They sold their possessions in those days.
当时他们把他们自己的田产卖出。
In our day, it is the lust to purchase that reigns supreme.
而我们现今的时代，我们更着重于不断的购买。
Will you be willing, church, to pray this prayer?
你如果愿意教会来做这个祷告的话。
Lord, give us each day our daily bread.
神啊，给我们日用天天所用的饮食。
Help us to depend on you completely.
让我们能够完全的仰仗你。
Don't give us poverty.
不要给我们贫穷。
Don't give us prosperity.
也不要让我们富足。
Give us what we need.
就给我们正当所需。
And we may draw close to you.
这样我们能够更多的接近你。
And provide for us as a church.
供应我们整个教会。
Even though one may need, that another may meet that need.
可能有一个人有这个需求，另外人没有那么大的需求。
So the body together may be healthy and built up in the Lord.
所以作为一个肢体，我们能够健康，更多的成长，建立教会。
Let's pray. 让
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you hallow your name.
我们天上的父神，感谢你，你高举你的名为圣。
We thank you that you have been building your kingdom.
我们感谢你正在已经建造了你的国度。
We thank you especially for these brothers and sisters that are being baptized this morning.
特别感谢你让这些弟兄姊妹能够受洗成为我们的弟兄姊妹。
And Lord, over these brothers and sisters, we pray, give them their daily bread.
为这些弟兄姊妹，我们来祷告，给予他们日用所需的饮食。
May you give them everything they need,
给他们所需的一切
so that they draw close to you.
所以他们能够更多的接近你。
Lord, give us as a church our daily bread.
也给我们整个教会我们日用所需的。
May we rely completely upon your provision.
所以我们能够完全仰仗你的供应。
When you bless us with more, let us give all the more joyously.
你给我们更多的祝福，我们能够更多的给出。
If you have given us need, help us to reach out and to ask for help.
那给我们更多，我们能够那个更多的给其他需要帮助的人。
For this is the body, this is the church, and you care for it.
这是我们的那个教会作为一个肢体，你会照顾我们。
And you have and will give us everything that we need.
你会给予我们所需用的。
So we pray in Jesus' mighty name.
所以我们耶稣基督伟大的名而祷告。
Amen.